with Kevin and Tara Jean on the Kevin and Sonia Show.
Way to make a great giveaway, real sketchy.
Just meet me in the corner of Granville and Georgia.
Yeah. I'll open my coat.
And you can have the tickets, okay? 7:51. Good morning. It's Kevin and Tara Jean in for Sonny, who's on mat leave, along with producer Jordan. Wheel of Fortune looking a little different, and I think people are starting to get really concerned for game show hosts because, of course, you know, what health battles Alex Trebek has gone through, and now Pat Sajak with an emergency surgery, so much so that Vanna White had to step in and will be for the next 3 weeks.
And, you know, as much as we want to be kind and say, oh, she nailed it. She did a great job. She was clearly nervous and a little outside her comfort zone. But it's kind of cool to see someone do that on their first potential day on the job.
Again, you can hear the nerves in her voice as she, you know, messes things up a little bit.
Food and drink. Oh, all right. Well, Rochelle, you're going to start that round, but I'm going to give the wheel a final spin.
She's thinking, I got this.
That wheel is heavy. My first spin, look at that. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong arrow. How do you do this show?
You know what I love about that? You can hear the producers on the floor in the background going, no, not it, that, no.
In her head, she's going like, this is my worst nightmare. But, you know, all intents and purposes, for all intents and purposes, she actually did pretty well, I think. You know, it's sure awkward, sure a little nervous, but who hasn't been? And when you put that up against some of the worst first day on the job stories that we've heard, yeah, that's a good day at work.
I had a really terrible first day at work once. I was up in Prince Rupert. I was still a teenager, and I had gotten probably my second job. My first one was at a corner store, but this one was the shoe shop in town.
Okay.
This was a big deal. Everyone bought their shoes there, and fashion footwear for all my Rupertites. So my very first day on the job, I had a terrible cold. So before I went to work, I thought, I'm going to take Neocitrin daytime, but I'm not just going to take one. I'm going to drink two, which terrible. I was young.
Oh, no.
I didn't know the power of medicine.
But you wanted to make a good impression?
Of course. I wanted to be at my very best. And I felt so sick. I should have called in sick. But instead, I rocked up high on cold medicine. And while my new boss, the owner of the store, was teaching me how to use the till, I blacked out and passed out into his arms.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How long did you stay at that job?
I was there for a good year before I moved out of town. And I mean, they were a lovely group of people that could see I was suffering and that I was just trying to do a good job. But they had to drag me along the floor, lay me out on one of the shoe benches, and then call my mom to come pick me up.
Wow. Was this the tea one you made? Like, did you drink the cups of tea
or
the pills?
Yes.
Okay. My question is, how did you make it through two of those? Because one is, oh.
Well, she wanted to make a good impression.
Yeah, I guess. I think it was probably one of those, you take one and it hasn't kicked in, so then you take another one.
It's so gross.
And then you realize as you're being dragged along the floor by
her. That was not a good idea.
Bad idea, friend. Bad idea.
This is Kiss Radio.